Samir, you recently bought your first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult?
Why would it be difficult? Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800-630-7171. Address 619 Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or visit mortgagemasters.co.nz.
देव बरो दिस आणि नमस्कार सगळ्यांक ऐकतल्यांक आयच्या सुशेगादन पार कोंकणी प्रोग्रॅमार 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयतान आम्ही ब्रॉडकास्ट करता तिके शेळ बोरल्या गळ्यांत देखून थोडे उतरां सोमा येनात म्हज्या तोंडान जावन म्हज्या सांगात आज आसा डेन्झल पिंटो इज द सेलिंग एजंट एट बाफूट अँड थॉम्सन ग्लेन डीन ब्रांच Am I right, Denzel?
That's right.
Oh, fantastic. Nice to have you, Denzel, back once again.
Thank you.
We had two programs. The first one, you helped many youngsters in trying to get into the property market to make their first home buy. And then you ran another program to understand legal documentation as to how we need to be a bit more thorough and well-informed so that we sign the right type of documents while buying the property.
That's right.
Now we come to the, what I would say, the other end of the spectrum in property matters, and that is when you want to sell your property as such. So before we get there, Denzel, you must be a bit excited man today. The Prime Minister has said we are not going ahead with the capital gains tax.
Yes, well, that was something that was bothering a lot of people. And people were a bit concerned as to what exactly the implications might have been. And it all seems well and good now that capital gains has been parked. Doesn't look like it'll probably come in at all. So, yeah, good news for all.
Mm-hmm. So you had a glass of wine last night?
Yes, I did.
Oh, fantastic. So the market will now heat up?
Well, it's hard to say, really. It's a brave man that predicts the market. We'd like to think that capital gains tax might have been one of the reasons for the
slowdown
in the market. With that now out of the way, I think there'll be a reassessment of the reasons for either selling or holding on to your property going forward, and that might see a bit of a change in the market.
So, on that note, let's ask you the question. There are heaps of properties in the market today, but very few buyers. I keep getting emails every day. So, how do you begin this process of selling your property? You've lived in the property, or you bought a property, you're not interested in it, or it's a rental property, it's time that we just sell it off because it's not worth the while. So, let's understand the process.
Right. And now, if you recall when we spoke about buyers, the key word that I used was preparation.
Correct.
Right. And the same would apply to sellers as well. The right preparation at the beginning will make your end result all the more successful. So first of all, the decision to sell should be firm. All properties involved should be of the same mind. And that way, everyone involved is pulling in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can do some research of your own. Check out properties for sale in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Go to open homes to assess the condition and the presentation of properties. And you can compare them to your own property.
Mm-hmm.
You will then have a general idea of property values
mm-hmm.
in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's important to know what else is there for sale
mm-hmm.
and make an accurate or an unbiased comparison with what you have.
But Denzel, in New Zealand, every property is different. Each one thinks that he's unique. His property is very unique.
That's right. Yes. And that's a natural feeling, you see. You have an emotional attachment to your property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only when you go to other properties and look at other properties will you get some basis for comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having done that, your next step is to find a real estate agent to sell your home.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands.
I'll not be surprised that all those people who packed their bags and went on to find some other job would be now coming back with the CGT being scrapped.
Possible, yes. which makes your job a little more difficult again
okay.
when you go to sell your house. So how do you know who is the right person for the job, and the huge job actually for you, to sell your home?
Mm-hmm.
Now, personal recommendations are great, of course, but you can also do some research yourself. So at open homes that you go to, which salesperson impressed you with their approach?
Mm-hmm.
Which company does the salesperson work for? What can his company or his or her company bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
The salesperson should also be able to demonstrate good knowledge of
mm-hmm.
the area. and would also have to provide you with what's called a comparative market analysis or a CMA. Now, a CMA is basically a list of properties that the agent should give you, which would provide sales statistics of similar properties to yours, having been sold in the area within the last sort of 3 to 6 months, and also a list of similar properties that are currently for sale. The salesperson then will factor in the particular attributes of your home and then give you an, will give you an idea of what price band your property sits in. It's not always possible, neither is it always a good thing to ask your real estate agent for what price do you think it would fetch, because that's a bit difficult to do. But a general price band of around $50,000-$60,000 is pretty much normal.
So you're saying that don't ask him what price you think he'd get.
Yeah, it's not really possible for an agent to tell you, you know, what price your property is going to fetch, really. I mean, he's not the person buying the property. It's what the buyers are prepared to ultimately pay for it. But having said that, he should be able to give you a fairly narrow band of a low and a high price, and your property should sit somewhere in that price band. Then, of course, is the marketing strategy. Now, this is something that I like to emphasize on. It's perhaps the most important tool to ensure your property gets the right exposure. You can't sell a secret. So the strategy proposed by your salesperson should clearly demonstrate how this will achieve the highest exposure for your home. Feel free to ask questions to determine the salesperson's grasp of this vital part of the process. The salesperson should also be able to explain to you why he is choosing a particular method of sale, be it auction, negotiation, asking price, or a tender. And we'll go into the details of each one a bit later. There should also be a clear explanation of the costs involved and whether the agent will retain any discounts or will pass them back on to you, the seller. And, of course, it's important that you feel comfortable with the salesperson and that you agree on how all communication is to be done. Do you prefer to communicate with the person by text, by phone call, by email? Do you want to be kept informed on a daily basis, on a weekly basis? How is it? Get all these things sorted out at the beginning, so as the process goes on, there's no unexpected hiccups that arise.
So when you said, Denzel, preparation in terms of finding the person, going around in the marketplace as such, what's the time frame that you look at it? Do you start with an end date in mind and then start working backwards, or do you say, okay, I will go with the flow?
Well, you see, this would probably differ from person to person, right? But the thing is that once you're sure that you want to put your property on the market, then the sooner you get the process started, the better.
Okay. So, as I understand, is the critical part of starting to sell your property is to prepare yourself, get a bit of an idea about your own property, go around the place to find what are the prices in your area.
That's right.
Get a person whom you are comfortable, who will organize the sale. Most important, marketing. That's very critical. And to be more comfortable with the person whom you've contracted to sell your property. Let's take a break and listen to a song.
ke chedun the now ta che bela registar upan sundar baba sam kar jieta dolta na te madi koshe halda ni dolta askalam sukupit baba mog solo tha yore tu yore boga barbar tum ko pa mujha shemun on sadas apaita rebogle mujhe ten kon busan kongre mujhe kesre busan mujhe karna bhagro lande tha yore tu yore moga barbar tum ko pa mujha shemun on sadas apaita rebogle mujhe ten kon busan kongre mujhe kesre busan mujhe karna bhagro lande tha chedwan maka gopan arailo ailen kondar thaporta amso agamo gutsota yan muzo jivre chivallo disgrace mujhe raila dis tau vel otru mello dis chedwan maka gudanti lipailo ailen kondar thaporta amso agamo gutsota yan muzo jivre chivallo re disgrace mujhe raila dis tau vel otru mello dis Shade one maka gudan dilli pailo lokomlo baba mujhe salwalo kombya sagle bogle geun shin kari laglo no shita ka asle mure kitlo shobailo haure klo tancha mode shankare natlo lo belan u kotle dar maka chinna so bar bela to pai to ailo lo kitlan kankar lokomlo pai ta to lagi ailo chormu maka borot dharailo le dar maka chinna so bar bela so pai to i love lo kitlan kan kar lo kom lo pai ta so lagi ai lo surmun maka borat dadai lo
Welcome back to Sushigat Dhanpar. You're listening to Richard along with Denzel Pinto, and we are discussing property matters, how to sell your property. We just heard Anja Sar Kenchedu. The fellow still wants a little bit more to drink. We are now quite drunk, as I should say, Denzel, on that particular song. And we go ahead to ask Denzel, how do I prepare my home before I sell?
Right. Now, once you've decided you're going to sell your home, it's now time to look at your home through different eyes. Now, this may not be easy, mm-hmm. especially if you've lived in it for a number of years, and it mm-hmm. obviously would hold memories that are dear to you. Mm-hmm. Your real estate agent should be able to help you to look at your property through a buyer's eyes and to help you prepare it to be presented in its best light. See, what may have been your property's quirks to you may turn out to be flaws for a potential buyer.
So you should be like a painter who stands away from the property and looks away from his own creation or painting to see how good it looks.
That's right. And if you're a brave painter, get a critic to look at
it
and advise you as to, you know, what the critic might see as as improvements to be made.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the basics are really the property must be clean and tidy inside as well as out. Have your carpets cleaned thoroughly. Get rid of the clutter that has built up over the years.
Oh, I bet you. The garage is the first place to start.
That's exactly right. The wardrobes as well. You'll find old shoes and stuff tucked away in the bottom there. Now, it may be necessary to carry out certain repairs, but you may choose to leave other major upgrades for the buyers to put their own stamp on the property. Important areas, kitchens and bathrooms. Okay, now, these should be clean and smelling fresh. Your lawns should be mowed, hedges trimmed, fences and paths should be water blasted so that your home's curb appeal is maximized. Again, your salesperson should be able to advise you as to how far to go, because you can go, you know, as far as, you know, wanting to repaint your house, which may not be necessary.
Well, in all the years that I've lived in New Zealand, I've moved houses only twice.
Right.
The first time was very simple because we had still not unpacked our bags.
Right.
But the second time was very difficult, and we said that, you know, let's leave the kitchen items to the last so that, you know, we don't have to go and unpack and then again start the process of cleaning them and cooking as such. So we can just take our kitchen items from here to there. And I bet you, I just didn't know the amount that we had gathered in the kitchen over a period of around 2 years. You know, this bottle and that bottle and that utensil and that pan and this pan, and my God, I mean, I was really running out of time.
Exactly right. So, and once your property is going to go on the market, it might be necessary to get rid of some, or not get rid of them, but take them and pack them away in a box. Right, so that when a buyer comes through your property and is looking through, you know, the drawers and stuff in your kitchen, they see that everything is neat and tidy, and it gives them the impression that there is a lot of space that they can use when they move in.
So any ideas, Denzel, that you have on people staging their properties or having property cleaners or using public storages to keep away certain things which are of your fancy? They may be book collections, they may be art collections, they may be some hobbies that you have got which you don't want to chuck away. There may be a huge amount of your engineering toolkit where people are very possessive about. I know a guy who's got a huge passion for building sailing boats, small tubs and sailing boats.
Right.
He's got his whole garage is virtually filled with tools.
Right.
And I just wonder, you know, well, if this person has to move house, what a huge challenge it is going to be.
Yes, it is. And you see, once again, this comes back to looking at your property through the eyes of a buyer, right? Now, one of the things that's important to most buyers is space, right? And if there's a lot of clutter in the property, then the buyer doesn't see space. The buyer sees a house that's not big enough, you see? So your hobbies and stuff, yep, you can always reconnect with your hobby in your new property. For the time being, put it in a box, put it in the garage, or put it in a storage facility. They're not very expensive, and it's just a matter of maybe 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks that you might need to rent a place to put all your boxes away.
Oh, so that's a good idea. So going to a storage place to keep all your things of passion, even your secrets.
That's right.
To put it in a box and put it in a storage place. What about this staging of homes? A lot of people stage their homes.
That's right. Yeah.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent to have your home staged. However, It's understandable that not everyone can engage a home stager, especially if you already, as in most homes, you already have your own furniture and so on and so forth. And sometimes a home stager can come in and advise you as to how to rearrange existing furniture that you mm-hmm. might have. So mm-hmm. it's not necessary. You've got to get rid of everything and get the stager's furniture in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could have people coming and advising you as to how to maximize mm-hmm. the appeal of mm-hmm. your home.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, in the first instance, talk to your real estate salesperson who should be able to advise you as to how to go about that particular process.
Mm-hmm. So just stepping a bit back, Denzel, you know, people sometimes cut it fine between moving to a new property and selling the old property. Whereas
yes.
some people are pretty cautious. They move into their new property, take away whatever they have got, and then they have the whole old place to sell.
Yes.
Okay, what's your experiences in the marketplace?
Now, that's a tough one because there are advantages to both and there's disadvantages to both. Okay. If you sell your property in the first instance, it could mean that you are putting yourself under time pressure to find a new property. On the other hand, it could make you, from your finance point of view, it could make you a cash buyer. So that could be an advantage to you.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a very, very personal matter. Mm-hmm. to be looked at mm-hmm. on an individual basis.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to sell first, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to sell first and you need to find a property and then put your house on the market, again, that there are ways that you can work around that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Talk to your salesperson. Mm-hmm. Provide the information that the salesperson asks of you,
mm-hmm.
and you should be able to thrash out a suitable method of going about it.
Okay, so preparing your home, avoid all the clutter that is there or get rid of all the clutter that is there.
Yes.
Particularly areas like the kitchen, the garage. Also look out for all those hobby equipments, hobby tools, things which you have collected over a period of time as passion. Try to either get rid of it or put it in a box or put it in a storage as such. Question of, you know, what's the timing? When to sell? When to buy? Should I sell first and then buy? Or should I buy first and then sell? Different approaches depending upon everybody's
situation. On your personal circumstances.
Circumstances
right,
as
yes.
such. But good to talk to your selling agent before you take a decision as
That's
such.
Right.
On that note, let's take a break.
Paskin upire godara, yu madakila tazunvera. 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 Paskin je whatever hai dilla, paskin je baba sa hai bangla. Paskin je whatever hai dilla. Se va a pasar ahí, vamos a Paskin nislai gulsari, paskin je matyan hai kari. Paskin nislai gulsari, paskin je matyan hai kari. Paskin nislai gulsari, paskin je matyan hai kari.
बापाचे शेतवारी मास्किनचे घरामुं बोंगारी मास्किनचे बापाचे शेतवारी मास्किनचे घरामुं बोंगारी मास्किनचा गोरा सो पिचेरा मास्किन चल गो माझे घरा मास्किनचा गोरा सो पिचेरा मास्किन चल गो माझे घरा मास्किनचा गोरा सो पिचेरा मास्किन चल गो माझे घरा मास्किनचा गोरा सो पिचेरा मास्किन चल गो माझे घरा
Well, welcome back to Soshega Dhanpar. You're listening to Richard on Soshega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We are in discussion with Denzel Pinto, the selling agent at Barfoot & Thompson at Glendean branch. Denzel, in one of our sessions, you talked about different ways of purchasing a property. So that was looking at it from the buyer's side of it.
That's right.
Okay, now we are on the seller's side of it.
Yes.
And I can see that you have the same options that the seller can choose from, but it's a different approach. It's a different thinking.
That's right. We are looking at it now from the seller's perspective rather than the buyer's perspective. The methods to sell obviously are the same as the methods to purchase, and they are auction, negotiation, tender, or by a price.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, which one is right for you and for your particular property? Again, your salesperson can advise you of the advantages and disadvantages of each, but we'll just touch on them today. So the first is the auction. Now, the auction invites potential buyers to bid on your home in an open forum, and the highest bidder wins the ownership. Very simple process. The auctioneer will start the auction asking for bids,
uh-huh.
and the bids are then increased
uh-huh.
by 20,000 or 10,000 or whatever
uh-huh.
the figure is. Now, the advantages of an auction are it creates a sense of urgency. There is a set day of sale, and the house is probably going to be sold on that particular day. So buyers compete with each other,
uh-huh.
and in doing so, there's a possibility of high price being achieved for your property. The other thing is that since all bids are unconditional, there is certainty for both the seller and for the buyer. The seller can also accept pre-auction offers before the auction day, so that is an advantage there for the seller as well. However, it is possible that the number of buyers could be limited, as not all buyers can be pre-approved
uh-huh,
to bid. The next option is a tender. Now, in a tender process, buyers submit sealed bids for the property, and they are then opened by the vendor on a set day. Like an auction, this also creates a sense of urgency
uh-huh.
and buyer competition. For the buyers, there's confidentiality,
uh-huh.
as nobody else knows what the offer is that you are
uh-huh.
putting in.
Uh-huh.
Unlike an auction, the buyer can also insert conditions
okay.
in the offer.
Okay.
We then move on to negotiation or price. Now, in this method, buyers can submit offers for consideration by the vendor. And again, these offers can include certain conditions. And the conditions are usually finance, building report, mm-hmm. limb reports, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this method can bring in buyers who perhaps are not able to bid at an auction, who are not pre-approved. So there could be a bigger pool of buyers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The downside, however, is that there is potential for agreements to fall due to conditions not being satisfied.
So very similar in terms of buying, but I think in terms of selling, it all depends upon where the seller stands on that particular property. So is there a particular strategy that you would adopt given the way the property has been structured by the seller as a part of his portfolio, as a part of his personal property? Are there any sort of set methodologies that you follow?
No, there aren't. I mean, whether it's part of a portfolio or whether it's your family home and the only one you have, the method that you choose would ultimately depend on the property and the circumstances that you face at that particular time.
So market conditions could also play a...
Absolutely. Market conditions do play a part in it. In a hot market, I mean, pretty much everybody would be wanting to go to an auction.
Or it must be a trend in that locality that most properties are sold by. So all that you're saying is, hey, don't get fixated on the way you want to sell it.
On any one method.
Be open enough that this is how you're going to sell. So each of these methods may take their own period, own time as such.
That's right.
And the most obvious one would be the auction, because you set a date, you set a time, you call the bidders, it's all done on that very same day. But
correct.
Negotiations or tender could sort of go back and forth, or you could reset the date of the tender, or you could change the dates, and therefore it may take a bit more time than what you had anticipated as such.
That's right, yes.
So should we sell privately instead of going through all this, method of, discussing? Should I say, okay, let me do a backdoor deal with somebody?
That's a very good question, Richard, right? So let's look at the whole idea of selling privately, all right? And first of all, you have to decide how much time can you as an individual devote to the marketing and the sale process.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you will be working part-time to sell your home because you have your normal job and your family and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Your real estate agent will be doing the job full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons some people look at this option of selling privately is the whole issue of paying commission fees.
Mm-hmm.
However, let's remember that buyers also are aware that the seller is not liable to pay the commission fee, and they work that into the equation as well, so that commission fee is already discounted in the minds of buyers. Further, buyers can sometimes feel uncomfortable negotiating with owners directly and may prefer to deal through a third party, which is the real estate salesperson. Sellers could also feel upset with critical comments about their home because they have an emotional attachment.
Absolutely.
And this can affect the negotiation process.
Oh, why is the sink here? And why is the cloth line there?
Right. And it could be a bit more than that as well. We hear a lot of comments from buyers as they wander through a property, which to us would be legitimate questions, but to a homeowner could be very, very personal. Further, the real estate agent will have a database of customers looking for properties and will communicate with those who may be a match for the property. And then there is also the follow-up process from the open home. So we contact people who've been through the open homes, and that might go on for a couple of weeks and so on, which can be quite time-consuming. Further, buyers may want to view the property on weekdays because they may be working on weekends, on shifts and so on. Now, are you able to accommodate those buyers who wish to come through, let's say, on a Monday morning at 11 o'clock, whereas the real estate person should be able to do that for you.
So there are advantages and there are disadvantages in terms of selling your property privately, but there are more challenges, as I would say, in selling your property privately. lots of responsibilities, lots of risk, as what they say.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
and a lot of time, which is a factor that a lot of people may not actually be aware of. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of time involved in the follow-up process and so on.
Mm-hmm. So that's nice, Denzel, on your part, to spend some time with us in the studios and share your insights into selling a property. Anything else do you think you would like to add to whatever you mentioned?
Well, look, we understand that selling your home is a huge deal for most people. And obviously, people want to get the best possible price for their home. That's natural. Okay. Remember that if you have done your homework correctly and you've picked yourself the right real estate person to assist you in selling your home, then trust that person. Okay, because remember, the real estate person is also working to get you the best possible price. So if you have the trust and a good relationship, the process should be good and nice and smooth.
Okay, that's fantastic. So that was Denzel Pinto, who took us through the steps of selling your property. First is to get yourself prepared to sell your property, get the spade work done, then get your home organized to sell, then decide on which are the methodologies that you would adopt in selling your property, and finally, if you want to sell privately, there are risks attached with it, there are challenges attached with it, so weigh the pros and cons and then decide whether you would like to go privately sell the property. Now, Denzel, tomorrow we are having a Konkani movie. Have you heard about it?
Yes.
Can you pronounce the name?
Let me just bring that up, if you give me a moment.
Yeah, surely.
I must confess, when I first saw the name, I thought it was a Portuguese movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but here it is, Richard.
Let's see how good your Konkani skills are.
Right, so the film is Questão de Confusão.
Correct. Very, very close. Questão de Confusão.
Right.
It is called Issues of Confusion.
Right.
Okay. It's a story about two families. It goes back to about three or four generations. They live together side by side.
Right.
And the picture captures the dynamics of these two families living together with the current generation as such. In the feuds and the differences, because they belong to different beliefs.
Right.
So it's a bit of a comedy, bit of a, what I would say, seriousness. But I think there's a huge message for us in the world that we are living today, which is so divisive, which looks at things in a particular direction from their own point of view, either religion or caste, or maybe color and so
right.
on and so forth. So it's a nice film to bring us all together as a community. So have you purchased tickets?
Not yet.
Why don't you buy 10 tickets from me?
You're putting me in the spot here, Richard. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. So I would request you, since you're such a good selling person, I would request you to promote our film in your community.
I certainly will, yes.
And promote the tickets, sell those tickets on our behalf. So it will be a good thing for us. So tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Hollywood Theatre or the Hollywood Cinemas at Avondale. We decided to have this film right in the center of where our Konkani-speaking diaspora lives, as such, to have it at the Hollywood Cinemas, 1 p.m., the movie Questão de Confusão.
Good. I look forward to seeing you there.
Fantastic. Well, we will have to say adios and goodbye now, and we'll meet once again next Friday on a new program which Baptist and Hector will host. Till then, have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week ahead. Thank you, Denzel.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for having me. Paula
सोडू असोया ओळ हात करिया आणि वेंग मारिया पावला दलोव्या कांग खुश करिया मोग रास करिया डोळे किळाव्या आणि रॉक अँड रोल होऊन नाचा खेळ आम्ही मर्चे खेळूया
आणि उदवे सोडा Since Nango Papa Che.